The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
With the determination to avoid a situation where vaccines are left unused while people are still waiting for a jab, the revised vaccination plan will essentially be speed is more important than efficiency. That said, the question is, will we see parallel vaccinations? And will optimistic targets for vaccinating younger members of society by summer's end be realised? Well, to talk about all of this, I'm joined by GP in Stranorlar and Donegal and Chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP Committee, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Dennis, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Discussions about how we might change our vaccine rollout are contingent on the arrival of supplies in a timely manner, I suppose.
They are, yes. I think that there is a discussion whether it is better to give somebody in 50s and 60s to delay their vaccine because ultimately they're only going to be giving Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca rather than give them a Pfizer, because then ultimately there may be more Pfizer and Johnson more AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson left at the end. I think I would applaud the decision that was made. I think speed is of the essence here. We get the at-risk groups vaccinated as quickly as we can, and we use whatever vaccine we have on the ground to actually do that.
So do you favour, as the HSE has recommended, do you keep going with the age cohorts? The over 60s have all registered. Don't know when they'll all get their shots, but we're registering the 59-year-olds today, working our way down this week through the 50s. Do you favour that approach to continue?
Yes, I do. I do. I think Irish people will always want to get to have the vaccine done in the most ethical and sort of efficient way possible. And I think when you do that, everybody stands over it and says, well, that's the appropriate thing. I think the metric of a 65-year-old or a 64-year-old waiting for their vaccine and somebody in their 40s or 50 in their 40s getting it, I think that would cause more frustration than it would actually give actual benefit. I think you look at the grouping 50 to 60, there's still quite a lot of high-risk people within that group, and the important thing is just to get these people vaccinated as quickly as possible. And then they are safe, but also the actual population effect comes through as well. So it's actually giving the double effect, whereas if you vaccinate somebody in their 40s, you're getting the population effect without the actual personalised effect also.
Now, you know the way there's vaccine envy. People say, which one did you get? Oh, you only got the Johnson & Johnson, or you only got the AstraZeneca. I got the Pfizer, that kind of thing. What do you say to people who would resent maybe that a younger cohort get the Pfizer, whereas they might get the AstraZeneca?
I think on a very personal level, that's a discussion you have to have. I think on the national level, people are voting with their feet. I think it's very encouraging. People are realizing, the vast majority of people, Pat, are realizing the age cohort in the 60s particularly, just please give me a vaccine. You know, it's fine. As I say, that old adage at the beginning, the best vaccine is the first one that you're given, is the first one that you're offered. And the actual proportion of people who are registering in these age groups is excellent. Now, as you go lower, that could be more that people will not perceive their health belief model will be that they may not see themselves more at risk, and you could have more sort of discussions like that. But I think we would always sort of say to people, listen, this is the vaccine that's going to protect you as quickly as is possible. Just get it, and just get safe as soon as you can.
Now, in talking to Professor Luke O'Neill and two others, it does appear that we're probably going to get boosters, whether it's this time next year or perhaps the autumn of 2022, whenever it might be, but to make sure we cope with variants. So it's probably, you know, get whatever you can now, whether it's a one-shot jab from J&J, the likelihood is you'll be getting a second jab anyway.
I think so. I think Even the prospect of boosters is sort of putting me off my lunch, you know. But I think so. But I would agree with you. I think that just on a, from a personal point of view, I think we are probably going, looking the way that Europe is going, I think that we are going to become Pfizer dependent in the medium to long term, which is not a bad thing. So I think that ultimately there will be probably one booster vaccine rather than getting a booster for your AstraZeneca or your booster for your Johnson & Johnson. It'll just be a booster vaccine which will have variant cover in that. But that's way down the road, thankfully. At the present minute, Pat, we're planning week on week rather than month on month.
Yeah. Have you come across much vaccine hesitancy in Donegal?
No, I haven't really. I must admit that it's been, you know, people, when they visualise the relevant risks that they have, they just want the actual security of actually getting a vaccination. And I think, as I said, that has been proven with the high proportion of each age cohort registering as we go on. I think the actual psychological effect of the opening up to the 50s today is really important. I think that when you look at the proportion of the population we have actually vaccinated so far, we are beginning to get a certain amount of pace now in the vaccination program. I know that, you know, before NIAC made its recommendations recently, which changed things again, there was a level of positivity that sort of was dampened slightly, but I think hopefully that positivity will return, because I think that's very important also.
Now, Dennis, the CMO talked about the dogs in the street. Have you been chatting to the dogs in the street in Donegal to help explain why the rate in Donegal is so high?
I think the issue with Donegal is slightly more nuanced than just the actual behaviour of certain young people in Donegal, Pat. I think I would have mentioned it before, the effect that the border has on North Donegal particularly is really important. I think you have to visualise the Derry and Strabane are having a relative higher number of COVID infections relative to the rest of Northern Ireland, and that high incidence is concentrated amongst the 20 and the 30-year-olds, so it's almost like a supercharged event then. I think the good work of the Donegal people is being diluted somewhat by the presence of the border. And then when you do transgress, I think if you have a birthday party in Kerry or a birthday party in North Donegal, the effect of that birthday party in Donegal is much greater, because there's a young population on both sides of the border that have a very high rate of COVID. So I think that we should be complimenting the people of Donegal that they're working really hard. We should have empathy for the fact that the border does dilute the actions of the good work that people are actually doing.
Yeah, I mean, one would have expected that with vaccinations apace in Northern Ireland, that the risk of infection from Northern Ireland would not be as high. But as you say, if it's a particular cohort who have not been vaccinated yet, and they're mixing with their own age group from Donegal, it's, I suppose, a recipe for multiple infection. And it's interesting that the median age is so low now of the infections that we're seeing every day in the Republic, that it's telling us, you know, who's behaving badly.
Yeah, well, this activity in our young is sort of nationwide, really. I think that, unfortunately, just the optic of the high incidence in Derry and Strabane is calculated on a whole population basis, but it's concentrated in the very young. So the actual infectivity of 100 people from Derry compared to Kerry, there would be much more infective 100 people from Derry, because they have a much higher prevalence. So, yeah, and I think that young people are young people. We can only try and encourage them, but I think that I honestly think that the people of Donegal, the young people of Donegal, are acting as good and as badly as the rest of the country. It's just that they are they are mixing with another group with a high prevalence, and these are the results that we're getting. Now, it's still a very serious problem. I think it's very important that we realise that Donegal, there is a problem here, but there's also much more nuance than perhaps the initial commentary actually suggested.
Thank you very much, Dennis, for joining us. That's Dr. Dennis McCauley, GP in Stranorlar in Donegal and Chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP Committee.